Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing strategic content marketing and storytelling to deepen your customer connections.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and marketer. And Peggy, we usually spend some time, on a majority of our shows discussing how and why contextual advertising can deliver positive results to brands. And we know that brands and app developers see greater engagement and an uplift in revenues. And the user also wins because the experience is enhanced. It's something that they would prefer to see rather than advertising that just doesn't appeal to them. But we have a twist on that today.
Yeah, I wanted to go a bit beyond contextual marketing and look at something I'm seeing a lot more of, which is contextual gifting. So rather than marketing, because that's the way it is, the consumers are that way now. They're empowered. They're always on. And in order to get something, you have to give something. So it's looking at new ways brands and marketers can deliver, in this case, surprise gifts to encourage customer loyalty and basically brand love. Now, there are a couple of approaches. Some say you give the customer something when they've done something. They've checked in or they've achieved a level in the game.
Hit a milestone of some sort.
Hit a milestone, yeah. So you give them something for doing something. But when you think about Shahab, some people are lazy, maybe, right? and don't achieve anything that you can really reward them for. But, there's probably also people who you're missing out on if you only focus on, so to speak, the active people. You really want to reach everyone in your audience. And so that's where we're looking at a new element of bringing literally surprise to the equation, because you're going to surprise all your users, all your customers, not just the successful ones. So our guest today is Gift Gaming. Have a great new twist on this context and on this concept, and we welcome its founder, Nick Hatter, to the show. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks, Peggy, and thanks, Shahab, for having me.
Definitely. Glad to have you on. So a little bit about Gift Gaming. Where did the idea come from? How does it work?
So basically, Gift Gaming is an in-game advertising platform, and we non-intrusively monetize games by enabling brands to give surprise virtual gifts, which are delivered in games. And in every gift, there's a free power-up and also a free coupon. Now, this idea came about because I was a game developer since the age of 13. I was at a startup weekend probably about, nearly about 20 months ago, so nearly two years ago now, and I had this idea to let advertisers, give you a gift on your birthday. But then I thought, well, that doesn't quite work because your birthday only comes around once a year. Mm-hmm. And then the idea just kind of came to me in a eureka moment where I thought, okay, well, what if advertisers could give you gifts in games, right? I play games all the time. So advertisers could engage with players on a regular basis, and they would gift them power-ups with coupons, and that would be the gift. So that's where the idea came from.
It's almost like an unbirthday present. We're going to have to call you the Mad Hatter from now on.
Yeah. That is very cool. Yes, I agree.
I mean, it's definitely cool, but when you work with these different brands, yes, it's a coupon, but is it something that relates to the brand, or is it something that relates to the game or the app that they get, or could it be either?
So that's a very good question, Shahab. So right now we're running campaigns with several major brands, and what the brand is delivering is Well, first of all, they're giving in-game currency or in-game power-up, which is specific to that game. And then they're also giving them a coupon for like a real-world product. So just to give you an example, we're running some Jelly Belly campaigns at the moment. So Jelly Belly, you know, is giving you a free gem in Cave Coaster. And they're also giving players an offer where if they take that coupon and they spend, I think it's over $25, then they'll get $5 off. But you can apply the same concept to apps as well. So in theory, again, you could have an app. Let's just take, for example, Popcorn Time. Popcorn Time could give you a gift in the game, and they could also give you an offer to go and install their other app.
So I'm just curious here. Does it work best, because you're talking about virtual currency and also some virtual gifts, right, within the app. Do you see it working better with sort of the digital sphere or like the physical store and what you can do in the real world? Or do you have a mix of both?
Well, yes, we have a mix of both, Peggy. So right now, it's just in the short-term future. We're working with just online products. But we have Passbook support. Apple Passbook, as you know, is an app where you can store coupons on the device, etc. And through Passbook, we can actually provide location-based reminders for the coupons, which is, so that's one way.
That's awesome.
We can do it. Yeah, so, you know, here's the workflow. You're playing a gift gaming game. You see a gift icon. You open the gift, which is delivered at random, and then you get, you know, some free coins in the game from a brand. And the brand will say, you know, it could be, say, for example, Starbucks. Starbucks is giving you this, you know, buy one, get one free coffee. Oh, okay, that coupon. And so that's saved my Passbook. Now, the next time I'm walking past the Starbucks, if I'm within 100 meter radius on my iPhone lock screen, it will say, oh, there's a Starbucks nearby. You have this coupon. Go and use it. So it's actually, you know, it's useful. It's a useful thing to the player. You know, they've got this really cool coupon. And I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated when I forget to use the damn things. So that's why we have this. In addition, we will be implementing time-based reminders as well. So if you have an online coupon and you forget to use it within, you know, 24 or 48 hours, we can send you just a little nice reminder, you know, in-game, just to say, hey, you have one unredeemed coupon. Why don't you go and spend it?
So quick question here. So when, let's say they get the gift and it has that time reminder, what if they, you know, beat all 10 levels of the game and then they delete the app? Will they no longer get that reminder?
So right now, yes, that would be the case. They wouldn't get that reminder anymore. However, what we plan to do is we're going to make this... so we have this system called Gift Gaming Vault, which stores all your coupons and offers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make that transferable across all Gift Gaming-enabled games. So in theory, you could... Let's say you played one Gift Gaming enabled game and you saved something to the Gift Gaming Vault. If you then deleted that app from your phone, but you had another Gift Gaming enabled game installed, then this vault system would, you know, sync across the two apps.
Very cool.
That's something we're going to implement in the near future.
Well, that's really interesting, and I'd like to hear more about, you know, how does this work? How do marketers engage with you? And also, of course, some examples of how this is working already in companies right now. But we'll get to all that after the break, so stay right there. We'll be right back with Nick Hatter.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name Aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com.
Creating a website is not an easy task, and there are so many companies to choose from.
How do I know which one is best?
It's a big jump making your site mobile-friendly, generating sales, and answering questions with no struggles. If you want to come out on top, you need Frog on Top. At Frog on Top, we take the time to make your site generate money, not just look good. Our team of experts are WordPress savvy, and our customer service is leaps ahead. See why we say our websites are designed better by leaps and bounds by going to frogontop.com. Frog on Top, your one-stop solution for the web. Frogontop.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, So Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. So Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let So Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz over at Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And you are indeed, Nick. We're going to just say we have Nick Hatter, GIF Gaming founder. Jumped the gun on me there. But great to have you here, and a great new concept. I mean, right before the break, you were telling Shahab and me how this works. I was wondering if you could just explore a little bit more about how it's working right now, because you are working with some app publishers and some brands at this point, correct? So what's the response here? I mean, do you have something to tell me about? It is a surprise. So are the users very surprised? They need to be, you know, educated to use it. It's a cool icon, by the way. It does look like a gift. But how is it working with the user response?
So in terms of data, I mean, right now we don't really have enough data to make any kind of conclusion. Mm-hmm. What I did get some feedback from one of our clients, and I think at first they said that they spoke to some of their players and they found that there was a bit of skepticism amongst their players, right? Mm-hmm. They were basically thinking it was too good to be true, which is I take as a compliment, because usually advertisers are asking you to do something, right? You know, whether it's hey, watch this video ad and then you earn some points, or give us your email address, give us your phone number, give us your credit card number. You know, it's they're always asking you for something, and we're kind of flipping this on its head, literally turning the tables, and we're just saying, you've done enough. Just take it. It's yours. It's a free gift. And I think there was a bit of initial skepticism from the players, thinking, you know, this is too good to be true, but I can assure our listeners, you know, this is what we do. It is a genuine gift. You don't have to do anything to get it. I mean, if you open a gift and you don't want to save the coupon that's in that gift, that's fine. You still get your coins or your power up regardless. So, you know, it does have an altruistic element. And I think that is going to be key in, you know, developing relationships between brands and consumers.
Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head, because, you know, it's going away from monetizing the app just so the app developer can make money to, you know, advertiser. They're going to be spending money to advertise in the apps anyway. But this way, the, you know, app user isn't turned off. They don't have to spend any money, and they still get, you know, that gamified experience. It's you were right. You really turned it on its head. Now, you know, what is it like for the brands, for the advertisers? How do they, you know, work with you? I mean, do you consult on what kind of apps they should be giving gifts out? You know, is there a price point that maybe smaller entrepreneurs couldn't get in? Or, you know, how's all of that set up?
Yeah, so, I mean, right now we tap into the world's largest affiliate networks. And we have affiliate programs with some of the biggest brands in the world. And what the way we work with these brands is generally is we'll work with their account managers on the networks, and their account managers will provide us, you know, with the creatives for the, you know, the brand logo and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe for a coupon. And yeah, that's, you know, that is part of it. We kind of just say, okay, Mr. Brand, you know, which audience do you want to hit? With GIF Gaming, we know who our audience are. One of the things we know the gender and we know the age range. You know, when you get your first gift, we will ask the player, hey, you know, here's a free gift. You know, it's a free power up. Would you mind if you want to get some more? You know, why don't you confirm your gender and age range? But again, you know, you get the power up immediately. You know, it's not like scratching
whether or
back.
Not you answer.
Yeah. So, you know, that's, again, we're trying to keep that altruistic feel going. And in addition, you know, it's good because the player doesn't want to receive irrelevant coupons. One of the biggest complaints I hear against our major competitors is they're saying, oh yeah, you know, I played one of their, you know, games once and I got a coupon for, I don't know, a box of tampons or, you know, for peanut butter, and I hate peanut butter, you know, and it's that kind of thing. We know that players hate, you know, irrelevant coupons. So, you know, again, this is a good way to provide value to the players.
So I got a question about the social element here, just taking a different look at this, because, you know, brands want you to be happy, but they also love it when we're sort of like brand love advocates. Is there any way to sort of share the love and say, you know, hey, I got this coupon, but maybe I can't use it, but I want to give it to a friend. Is there some way to share that or to make me really into an advocate because I'm just happy with the brand experience. I'm happy with the game. I like my surprise.
Yeah, I mean, so again, there is a number of things we have in our product roadmap, and we'd certainly like to start offering, if you like, more premium features to our mm-hmm. brand clients. One way to do that would be, yes, you could have a button which says, you know, share this with a friend, and then, you know, we'd provide some means to share that. In addition, I was thinking, you know, maybe just a simple button which says, you know, tweet thanks to the brand or, you know, something. So you hit it and then it sends a tweet or, you know, a Facebook message just saying, oh yeah, hey, thanks for the free power up in, you know, brand in Game X. And again, it's a win-win, right? It's, you know, the brand is getting some exposure, but so is the game publisher. Let's not forget that, you know, the game publisher or the developer, everyone needs to be kept happy here, right? You know, the players, the game developer or the app developer, and the brand. A shameless plug. I mean, when we got interviewed by TechCrunch, they actually called GIF Gaming a win-win-win, which we're very flattered
triple
by.
Win.
It's a triple win because, you know, the player's happy because they're getting free stuff. The brand's happy as they're, you know, positively engaging with consumers. The developer is happy because they're non-intrusively monetizing their game without harming their retention rates.
Yeah, and as far as the developer is concerned, you know, is it more about engagement or re-engagement? So getting new customers to be happy or just keeping who you have on board?
I think it's, again, I think, you know, it's a bit early to tell, but I think in my own opinion, I think you could use it potentially for both. Because, yeah, you know, with GIF Gaming, it's meant to be a kind of, if you like, planned spontaneity. Planned spontaneity.
Okay.
You know, a bit early to tell at this stage, as it is quite early days. But I think it could be used for both acquiring new players. It could be used for retaining them. You know, setting up some kind of loyalty scheme within the app itself. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a retention tool first and foremost, but it's also a monetization tool. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of games already have a gifting mechanism anyway.
Right.
So, you know, we're just trying to make players feel good whilst allowing, you know, developers to make money, and we're trying to make people feel better about brands.
You also have something going on in here that's pretty cool, which is another way to close that loop. We're always trying to figure out what triggered what, you know, what activated the user. And then through the, you know, through the coupon, the redemption, that whole sort of cycle that you're building, part of the plan is that, is this about, you know, a part of marketing automation and closing that loop? Where does it fit in?
I think, you know, gift gaming, well, it fits in. I mean, again, I think it serves a variety of purposes, right? Because brands are, you know, they're not just getting awareness, but they're also getting conversions and they're getting, you know, a relationship, if you like, with the consumer. I mean, you know, it's almost one of the first of its kind in that we're going to try and, you know, forge that relationship between the brand and consumer and remind the consumer that, you know, they're getting free stuff from this brand. This brand actually, you know, cares about their experience and they're not intruding. Mobile marketing automation, I think, is definitely a big part of that. And I actually just read a really good article the other day by Spiel Games, and they talked about how mobile marketing automation could be the next, and I think I would agree there. I think, you know, push notifications and in-app messages, I think it's I think that's where it's all happening.
Well, I'm going to have to stop you right there, Nick. We're going to go to break, but you know, you make a point here about the bigger picture and where all this fits together. And after the break, we'll be talking more about, you know, this amazing trend you're riding, and also some tips and tricks for marketers about how to use gifting to influence their users and drive positive results. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari. And, you know, here at this point in the podcast, we usually end with some top tips for listeners, you know, do's, don'ts, tips that they can follow to move the needle on their business. So, Nick, if you could, you know, what kind of a checklist should marketers, you know, put together to reach the most people and get the most benefit out of gift gaming?
As general, rather than just with gift gaming, I think in general, they need to hit everybody. You know, right now you have moment-based rewards and, you know, they might only just be hitting players who get a high score. How often do players actually get a high score is one of my first questions as a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And what GIF Gaming allows marketers to do is it allows them to hit everybody regardless of how good they are at games. So I think that's one of the
first... number one, hit everybody, every user.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hit every user, not just the good ones or not just the really bad ones. I think secondly, be genuinely altruistic. Don't always ask for something in return. And what I mean by this is, you know, don't ask them for email, phone number, address. Don't ask them to watch a video ad. You know, just be genuinely nice. You know, give them this free power up or the free coins, and don't ask for anything in return. And, you know, I've done psychology research into this, and some people will just naturally want to, you know, give something back. And that will come back, I think, in terms of conversions, in terms of tweets. I mean, I think once we really start to scale, I'm expecting, you know, people to be tweeting about how, you know, brands are just giving them free stuff in games.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, what goes around comes around here. So don't ask for something because it may come back tenfold later on in social currency or some other way.
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the best examples I can think of is, have you ever seen, you know, people sending tweets and stuff when you know, when they get a freebie from a brand, like a free product or something,
mm-hmm.
and people are always very quick to take a photo of it and, you know, tweet about it. And I think that concept can be, you know, translated into the digital world with GIF gaming.
And what's your top number three tip?
I think my third tip is keep it a surprise. You know, don't, again, you know, going back to the moment-based rewards, I feel like they're a bit predictable. You know, it's, oh, you know, you finished the level, or, oh, it's game over, or, you know, or you got a new high score. And actually, we've done the research, and again, we found that surprise gifts is the best way to get customer loyalty, to increase spending, and improve recommendations. I mean, you know, marketers, professors of marketing have proven that, you know, if you want to increase your loyalty, increase your spending, and improve your recommendations, you should use surprise gifts. So surprise gifts means, yes, have an element of spontaneity. Don't attach it to, you know, quote unquote, an in-game moment. Just do it, you know, pseudo-randomly. I think that's the best advice I can give. And again, this is something that GIF Gaming can help with.
Okay, well, Nick, it's been great to have you on the show. And how would people get in touch with you to you know, find out more about surprise gifting and more about GIF Gaming?
So, yeah, I think the best way to get in touch with us is to go to our website, which is www.giftgaming.com, or just Google GIF Gaming. I mean, you know, we're pretty popular.
We will be now after being on the show, Nick. I mean. And how about you, Shahab? Where can people get in touch with you and check out some of those amazing videos?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. And ShahabZaghari.net.
And you can get in touch with me over at Mobile Groove, Peggy at Mobile Groove, or follow me on Twitter or DM a question to me at Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. Time really does fly, so just be sure to check out our new episodes of Mobile Presence. They air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm or find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.